Well, what was your relationship with Alvarez prior to work at the Rad Lab? You just say you came to know him in Chicago?
Yeah, he was a student after a PhD at Chicago at the same time I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a group. There was a graduate fraternity called Gamma Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
Louis was a member of that, and I was a member of that, and there were about a dozen other physicists too.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think that half of the members of Gamma Alpha were physicists.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple of medical students, and two or three chemists, and some geologists, and that sort. This group there. The advantage of Gamma Alpha those days was that I suppose somebody, I don't know, had given them a house.
Mm-hmm.
It was a regular house, three-story house near the university.
Mm-hmm.
And this was run as a project by the members. We had hired a lady as a cook, and her husband as a house cleaner, and those were our two employees to keep the house going. And we had the upstairs bedrooms. There were, I think, three people to a bedroom, each had a desk to work. And then there were two bedrooms, larger bedrooms, in the front. Oh, they were? Yeah, in the front and back of the house, upstairs. And they had double deck bunks. They were put two side by side in an aisle so you can get the next two. And everybody was sleeping up there in that area that gave the main bedrooms enough room so we could have a desk and a little place where we could do some work. And at that time, the room and board cost me approximately $45 a month in that arrangement. And Louis Alvarez describes it in his book in a pretty ratty place, but those of us that worked well together, it was a godsend, and I don't know what we would have done without. Louis Alvarez's father, as you may know, was a doctor at the Mayo Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure his father had the necessary finances for him to live in better quarters, but the camaraderie of a group of physicists living in close proximity was something that he thought more than paid for the rather primitive conditions under which we live.